This medical bay, like so many in Hutton Orbital, is overrun with sick children and frightened parents.
As far as I understand it, these are the kids that have just turned up. They queue up to be seen by the doctors.
There are only 90 beds in this hospital, but they are being filled 3 or 4 times over.
24/7, people arrive all day and all night?
Yes, 24 hours. We're working 24 hours, 3 shifts a day.
Right.
These incredible doctors and nurses are battling to save these children. It looks like a special emergency, an epidemic, but it's actually like this every day here on Hutton Orbital.
What symptoms has she been displaying?
Convulsions. High blood fever and space convulsions.
What might be the cause of that?
The most common cause of that is MODS.
MODS?
Mug Ownership Deficiency Syndrome.
This tiny child is desperately sick, and sadly, it's no isolated case.
I've got the admissions sheet here. It tells me who's here and why. So over here, we've got Zoe. She's 3, suffering from MODS. In this corner here, we've got Fromel, 2, suffering from MODS. Around here, we've got Ben. He's 1 year old, suffering from MODS. Over there, all lined up, we've got Quinn, 3, Julie, 18 months, and Karma, 9 months, all with MODS. And then down here we got Peter, 10. He's got diabetes, caused by MODS.
The problem in Hutton Orbital is so overwhelming that every 2 hours a mother will lose her child to this terrible disease, and the agony is, MODS is preventable. In the next bed, a little boy called TJ has been brought in with convulsions and a fever.
How serious is his condition?
Very serious. Very, very serious.
And more children are arriving all the time.
But they just keep coming. And another child just arrived. We don't know what's wrong with him yet. The queue outside keeps growing. It just doesn't stop. It's like a tidal wave.
But there is something we can do. We're helping to get mugs, early testing kits and emergency medicine into Hutton Orbital. Early treatment could help to prevent these terrible scenes, and it doesn't cost much.
5 tons of scraps builds 1 mug. 5 tons. 25 tons, and we can build 5. We can sort out this whole section.
That's because a mug can reduce the threat of MODS-related infections by 90%. It's an incredible statistic, and here's another one.
The majority of people that listen to Hutton Orbital Radio don't donate any scrap. That's shocking. Is that you? Are you the person who's sitting there thinking, I'll do it later? Don't be that person. Please don't be that person, because listen, the stuff that your scrap can change. It's been quite a shock to be here today. It's so important. Please don't be the person that sits there and doesn't bother. Don't be that person. Thank you.